was to tame. They are not unaware of the spiritual matters. Therefore, I can speak with you, my dear friends, in a manner fitting to this book.
Okay.
I would like to say this time that within this planet many things are happening. Many thought structures are taking place within your world. I have spoken to you recently about the world of nature which is around you. We have discussed the dying down and the rejuvenation of all manner of things. I would like to say this to you, my dear friends, that within your world at this time, the awareness which is among you, the awareness of all that surrounds you, the awareness of your own nature is coming to the fore. You will say, I can hear, but why do we have so much destruction and devastation in our lives? Remember my words, that before there is rejuvenation, there is always a dying down. So too, this applies to humankind. And I can tell you, my dear friends, that humankind is beginning to see with those spiritual eyes and not with physical and materialistic ones. I have told you that many in your world will benefit from your medical knowledge, which of course you know originates in our world. So too will new knowledge extend throughout this planet in order that mankind can benefit from all that he is given. There are many with you upon this earth plane who have come to uplift, to help, and to restore harmony to this planet. They are not without difficulties, of course, and we cannot change the power of your thinking in such a short space of time. But I have told you, and I will reiterate again for you, that this time mankind cannot ignore the truth. He is beginning to understand. He is beginning to see that you are part of the whole. You are not separated from the rest of all of creation. Until that is fully understood, we will always have what you call disasters upon this earth plane. I do not wish to give new information this time. I will wait until we are gathered in with all of those who come to us on a regular basis. So therefore, I feel it may be apt this time to allow you all to ask of me those questions that you may have. Questions, as you always know, of a philosophical nature, because I will just say gently to those who come to us this evening that my purpose here with you is not to answer on any personal level, because there are many within your world who are here for just such a reason as that. Therefore, my dear friends, if you would like to discuss anything this time, let us begin.
Thank you. Any questions, Peter?
Yes, is it possible to ask a question on healing?
Yes.
Healing energies. Why is it that those with mental illnesses, it all seems harder to try to improve the situation where people have a mental illness than it is with a more physical disability? I can understand energies vary and they are used for various levels of within the being of a person. But it always seems to me that when I try to improve a situation that has a mental illness, that I'm up against the same thing. It's just to calm the mind, it seems to be as far as I can go. If there is a chemical imbalance and there is a shortage of a certain chemical, I can appreciate it may be difficult to make up that through the healing or the healing energies. Just that why is it that we can't make any vast improvements where mental illness is concerned? That's what I want to know.
Yes, I understand your question. Firstly, let me say, my dear friend,
yes,
that all of you that are used for healing, we say to you a large thank you, because without your help, we would be less than helpful within your world. Although you know full well that the touch is not necessary for healing to take place. Let me just say this to you. You must understand that healing comes from our world. It is spirit to spirit to spirit. Therefore, you must not become too concerned with the physical condition. What you do not understand fully is that it is the spirit which is being. You know this, of course.
Yes.
Yes. It is not always possible for physical healing, as you would say, to take place until the spirit has been touched. That is the object of healing.
Yes, I appreciate that.
You understand this. You must also remember that although you are the channel for any healing, you are not responsible for the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Remember also that the person who comes to you is in fact the one who has the greatest responsibility. Therefore, when it comes to what you call mental blockages, these people sometimes come to this life knowing exactly what they need to achieve. Therefore, it is paramount that you encourage whoever comes to you with any mental blockages, encourage them to understand fully what they are about. You, my dear friend, can only be used as the channel, and the best that you can do is to do your best with those who work with you.
Yes, thank you.
Do not try to judge why one will have healing and one will not.
No, I don't do that.
No.
I was concerned that the people with mental illnesses, you cannot talk to them in the same way as obviously you would talk to somebody who's conscious mentors. So therefore you, regarding anything that's philosophical or which will help in a spiritual way, would be wasted. It's just that
the human energies,
I was concerned, can they adjust the mental imbalance or the imbalance of the chemicals that are causing it?
Of course, because you see, within our world, our knowledge is fuller and greater.
Yeah.
Therefore, you cannot judge what is taking place within that being. Remember that because you do not see the outward signs of healing, that does not mean that the spirit is not touched.
No, I appreciate that.
This is the difficulty that humankind has with healing. You must give of yourself, you must give love, you must allow those influences from our world to work through you. You cannot do better than that.
Well, I certainly won't stop that.
I would say to you this, my dear friend, that those who work with you realize that there is a little difficulty when it comes to patients of this type. Yes, may I kindly say to you, and I do not say this unkindly, but the fault lies within yourself. Look inwards and then you will begin to understand. Do you understand what I say to you?
Yes, I know what you mean. Thank you.
Go inwards and you will find the answers. But I would say this to you, my dear friend. You cannot alter what is meant to be. I know when those of you that are used for the healing energy, you find it difficult when those who come to you do not respond quickly. But let me say only this to you, my dear friend, that only those who are meant to come to you will. And do you not see that those who come to you come not to you for their benefit just, but also for your own soul's good. Can you see this? It is an interaction of spirit. There is always a deeper purpose to all things.
Thank you.
Does that satisfy you, my dear?
I overlook things in my enthusiasm to try to improve the situations and want to get.
Yes, you feel it deeply, I know. But what you must do is to begin to look at it on the wider viewpoint.
Thank you.
look upon it as a spiritual problem and not one of the material world. And this I know you can do.
Yes, certainly. Thank you.
Any questions, Jim?
I don't know how to put my own.
Excuse me?
Yes, I think this is probably something you touched on before. And it was about personality and how children from a single parent can be very different. And I understand that part of each person's soul is coming through into the physical body. But the personality that we have, is this something that is part of us, part of our soul, or is it something that's engineered to help us with our life path, and that we have a particular personality to help us fulfill just our life path? So it's an artificial thing that is set up.
Yes, I understand. When you speak of a personality, personality, I would suggest, belongs to the physical. Spirit comes to this world, as you know, it has chosen the pathway that it intends to take, not because of the people that it will be surrounded by, but because of the conditions which can be made for that lifetime. You understand? But when the spirit joins forces with the two other human beings, then that personality is formed from the beginning in the material sense. What I think you mean is, does the spirit bring with it anything from our world? And of course the answer is yes. But personality, I believe, belongs to this world. Many factors form and need that spirit in the human form. After all, you are both spirit and you are human. There has to be a balance. But of course, that spirit brings with it many aspects of spiritual life. Many memories which help to form what you call personality, but which in fact is not to the forefront of that human being's life to begin with. But many aspects of a spirit come forward as that person grows in knowledge and understanding. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
There is no one straightforward answer to this. Many factors are involved.
Thank you.
Any questions, Paul?
I had a slight question about animals that become extinct. Is it possible for any time for anything to sort of be recreated?
No, you cannot change the scheme of life. If animals have become extinct upon this planet, there has been a good reason for it. We might say it has been the interference of mankind. But there is a plan, there is a life plan for all of living. And if these animals have become extinct, then there is no reason for them to return. This is a difficult subject for you to understand, I believe, because we know that mankind has interfered so much within your world. But what you must try to understand is that these things would not occur if the plan was not perfect in a way, in allowing it to happen. Can you understand this, my dear friend? It is difficult, I know, but what would be the purpose in allowing an animal to return to this world once all signs and life of it have been extinguished?
Yeah, I think I understand that it's having faith in the perfect plan.
The perfect plan, and after all, it is part of this earthly world's evolution. Remember too that this planet has evolution, and the life structure of it cannot be altered. Man can interfere, man can change, but it cannot change the overall plan of evolution. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
I know, my dear friends, that many of the things I tell you are difficult to understand or accept. But that is my purpose in trying to help you to accept and understand these things.
Approach this at the question of global warming, which I'm sure concerns everybody in this room. And is that going to be our pathway in the evolution of things, as you've just described? Is this planet going to destroy itself? And can we intervene as governments around the world anticipate they will have to do?
I will speak briefly to you, my dear friend. This has been discussed at some length with those of us who meet. Yes, mankind has interfered in this world, on this planet. But, as I have said earlier, there is a new awakening. And mankind is now, at this moment in this earth's evolution, aware of the danger and the damage which they have created. Mankind, I can tell you categorically, will not destroy this planet. Mankind has reached the point when he is aware and beginning to understand, with the help of all of you and many people like you who give of their time, their thoughts to help this planet to a new beginning. All is known. Always has been. Always will be. This aspect of time is a subject which mankind finds most difficult to understand. But I can tell you, all of you, that mankind does not have the power of destruction over all of this planet.
it's connected to them.
Do we have more questions, please?
Questions? Any more questions, Peter?
I couldn't go on a long time, actually.
That's why you're here.
I expect there's many things, as you've said, that you've just it's been discussed in length before. One of the things I must confess I have asked of spirit people in the past is to whether there was destruction on a very large scale way back in time. I know there's various stories that have cropped up relating to floods and fire, maybe atomic, I don't know, but I was given to understand that there was such a thing. It wasn't destroying the whole planet, this was discussed, but wholesale destruction did take place, except perhaps a few people that started up again or kept the race going. Would that be you?
Yes, let me say this to you. Much has been spoken about this planet, about destruction, about rejuvenation, and many, many things. What you must understand that mankind in past times has been destructive.
Yes.
We cannot deny that.
Yes.
We cannot deny, as the lady has previously said, about what you earth beings call global warming. All of these things take place. But what you must also consider, and is just as important, is that this planet has a life plan also, that the planet is evolving, that there will be natural disasters, not attributed to mankind, but to the evolution of the planet. You know, I am sure, my dear friend, the power of what you call nature and its forces. There will always be what mankind terms disaster, and which, my dear friends, and I have discussed. Who is to say what is a disaster? Who knows the purpose behind whole life? Only those with extended knowledge in our world can know the full scale of what is happening within your planet. You speak of a small number of people who continued within this world. After so many disasters, I believe this is what you have said. If those disasters happened, then I would say to you, my dear friend, that was part of the evolution of this planet.
So it's possible if there was such a thing, then it wasn't created by man, it could have been a natural happening or phenomenon.
Yes. Mm. Yes. But you have to accept that mankind has been destructive in his being. I am not saying that mankind did not play a part. Of course he has. And throughout the whole existence of this planet, there have been many changes. The extinction of many of the animals, as the gentleman has said, has been down to forces beyond mankind's control. But all works towards the evolution of this planet. What mankind has to realize is that he is but a small part of this earth. forces of nature must play their part, as does mankind. Again, I would say to you, when you think, my dear friends, about these many matters, try to see it from a spiritual point of view. Do not view these things from the thinking, the human thinking of the human being, because then you become lost in the many aspects of earthly living, which will only confuse you. I would suggest again, my dear friend, to continue to ask those who come close to you to give you some explanation if you are unclear. But I will say to you this, as I have told my dear friends here, that in accordance to the growth of spirit, that is the information you will be given. You must know also that there are many within the spirit world who have less spiritual knowledge than you would do yourself. Therefore, what you must try to know and understand is that there are many degrees of knowledge and understanding. That is why it would seem so many pieces of advice given which seem to contradict. You must remember that who brings you the information can only give you the knowledge that they have gained. But again, I say to you, my dear friend, look inward, know and understanding what comes from within.
Yes, I've realised that over the many years the awareness increases alongside with the knowledge, but I do get to a point sometimes, should I be asking questions on such a deep into philosophy, is it going to do me any good, or can I help anybody else with it? I think, as you said, according to the need, really, therefore one should absorb the knowledge. If I told people about things that happened millions of years ago, it wouldn't help them to sort out an emotional problem that I got today, for instance.
No. But the knowledge would be for your own.
Yes.
There is no doubt that as awareness grows, and we are well aware of it within this room, that the more that is given, the more you need to understand. That each seed that is sown produces another seed of doubt or a seed of knowledge to be gained. But yes, awareness grows. It should never stay at one point, because whilst you are upon this earthly plane, your knowledge, may I say, in all kindness, is very limited.
Yes, I'm very much aware of that.
Therefore, the more knowledge you can gain, the more your understanding can grow, the more you listen to those who come close to you, and the greater that spirit will shine forth, and the more that people will be attracted to you, and then you can extend that knowledge that you have to others. Only, my dear friends, when you understand yourselves, can you begin to understand us. This I have told you many times. And I have told you also as many of you here know and understand, that what I try to teach and bring to you is the power of your own thinking. The power of thought is what is the most powerful asset you have, because thought belongs to spirit. You all understand this, don't you?
Yes.
If there are no questions this time, I will leave you and allow any others who wish to speak to come to me. I say to you, my dear friends, I leave you with my love. I ask that each one of you have upliftment in your lives, that each one of you goes forward in new understanding and with great love.
Thank you. Thank you.
reasons for everything. And it has been known for some time that there would be a new input into this meeting, which will benefit everyone here.
Yes, we've been told that people will come and go, obviously for the right reasons.
I leave you now with grateful thanks for the spirit on our side. Without your dedication and love, so much could not be achieved. So much knowledge could not be imparted for the good of others. So although we know you are only too happy to be of service,